song is like this. Narottam Thakur is telling when he came to all these places. And he was telling that, oh, when a day will come that I will be Vrindavan Vasi. I will live in Vrindavan. And I will see, I will take darshan of Radha and Krishna jugal, conjugal. When a day will come that leaving my husband, leaving my wife, leaving my children, all relatives, giving our delicious foods, and sleeping on the very
Dunlop beds,
very good things, and pillows very soft, wearing so much precious, costly dresses, hairs so
carved
and groomed, well decorated, keeping up all these things, all kinds of desire, when I will come to Vrindavan. Here you have come, living your all happiness and all kinds of
comforts.
Your palatial buildings I have seen everywhere in Western countries, in England, in Holland, in America,
Canada,
in Bazaar especially, everywhere. Like, a king cannot enjoy all these things. But now you are roaming here in Vrindavan, giving all happiness and all kinds of bhog.
Enjoy.
Sense gratifications. Without shoes. But I know some devotees are like that. They like to take more delicious food. They are not satisfied about this food that we are offering to deities. They want more fine rice. They want so much comforts. They don't want to have any kind of
discomfort.
They don't want. They want, if they want like so, they should return to their homes and live comfortably where. And very Dehradun rice, Ravadi, you know, Rasagolla they can take in their homes. We are coming for this, that Narottam Thakur Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never took any delicious thing. Only lafda benjan, you know, mixture of all these things. Never took any good sweet or anything. These are not the same time of doing bhajan. At least for 1 month we should try to see what is called these kinds of bhajan, akinchan and niskinchan. Give up all these things, all the desires in your homes and come with me in Vrindavan. So this Narottam Thakur is praying like this. We should give up all the kinds of comforts and all kinds of desires and everything. And then come to Vrindavan and see where Krishna and Radha are conjugal. Lament for this. Feel separation mode here. If you are going all places and we are not feeling any separation for Krishna, in vain everything. So try to realize all these things. So when a day will be that, when we will go and we will roll down, rolling on the earth in this dust, he are telling, kabe brajer dhulaye dhusar hobe anga. We see that these dust are like
powder.
No. Ye log sab kya hota hai na aajkal?
Pollution.
Pollution. and it will make us dirty. But he's telling, I want to roll down on these dust and whole body will be covered with these dust. Vanity will come. So don't try to fear from all these dust. They will make your heart so clear from all kinds of
impurity.
Lust and impuration. Sadarasa bhojana dure parihari. I don't want to take delicious foods of six kinds of very delicious, sweet. Sometimes chana that we gave in Madhuban, you know?
Chickpeas.
Without salt or anything. Sometimes fasting here and there, always weeping and feeling separation. So try to be like that. And if you will feel that Maharaj management is not good, we are not having delicious foods, no palanka. Palanka, you know? Very good beds, pillow, and resting, hosting houses not so good, no bathroom, nothing. For 1 month, you should try to forget all things. Then you will realize the glories of this Vrindavan. Parikrama kariya bedabo bane bane. When a day will come, daily I will go to Vrindavan. And I will see groves, I will see mountains, Giriraj Govardhan, Radha Kundasham, and this is a special place. This is the place, Bansibat. Bansibat is not only in Vrindavan. There are so many Bansibat, where Krishna used to dance on the shade of this Bansibat. Also, this is another Bansibat in Bhandirbat. Here, Krishna Vat, gopis, all gopis, dance so sweet on the bank of Jamuna. Jamuna is here. And they played ras here also. You know that when Krishna went to Mathura, and all the gopa and gopi were so much feeling separation, and they were weeping, lamenting. Sridham, you know who? The brother of Srimati Radhika, came to this place. He began to weep here. If Krishna is not coming in Vrindavan Braja, then I will live here. No fasting always, not taking any food or drinking water or anything. Always weeping, I'm weeping. And he was waiting for Krishna here. That when Krishna will come from Mathura, and then I will go to Vrindavan or Braja or anywhere. So still he was here. For 5,000 years after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when came, he saw that, oh, from outside he is golden collar, but actually he is Krishna. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they embraced each other. Then Sridham became happy. Otherwise he was so unhappy, always weeping. You will have to be so. Being in the Vrindavan, in here in all places, and always weeping. When Krishna will come, then I can be alive. Otherwise I will die. Feeling always separations. So this is the symptom of doing bhajan. This is the mode when, how we can do bhajan of Krishna. Oh, I will be tired by walking, doing parikrama. And when I will see Jamuna, I will talk, I will take bath, and I will give up all tiredness. I think you are all tired. Some of you are tired. Especially the persons who are so fat like, they are tired. Because they are not doing kirtan and dancing. I want that all should dance and do kirtan in parikrama everywhere. Don't tire. But he is telling like so. So when I will go and sit under this shade, very cool shade of this Bansibat, and I will cry, weep, and feel separation here. So when AD will come? We should also pray like this. Tavai vasmi, tavai vasmi, najivami tvaya vina, iti vigyaye radhe, tang nay mamachar. O Srimati Radhike, O Gopis, I want to be your maid servant. I want to serve jugal, conjugal Radha and Krishna. So fulfill my desire. I don't want any worldly desire, no sense gratification and nothing else. I want to be yours. Yours and
yours.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki Gaur Premanande. There is a little pond. It is called Syam Talaya. Pond of Syam. All were thirsty, doing ras, and then Krishna took his float and make a
pond,
and it was called Syam
Talaya.
In that temple, Sridham is waiting for Krishna. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu came and he meet with them. And then he went to Braj with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaur Premanande. Now we will go to bus and from there we will go to Mansarovar.
Gaur.
That there is so much difference between our parikrama and ISKCON parikrama. You can realize this. All these pastimes of Krishna, you cannot hear because they don't know all these things. I wanted that I should go with them and tell all, but they cut the tree.
They are very dubagya.
Yes.
This is the ISKCON, International Society.
Yes, yes. ISKCON as you teach.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.